Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Touchdown! I don't believe it!
You're listening to the best of the Browns.
Ball game over! Browns win! Browns win!
A weekly mix of 92.3 The Fan's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
What do you think the game plan here is then for Shador against the 49ers? Because I know we kind of touched on that for a second, and I think there's opportunity again for him to succeed. Again, you got to put him in the right position.
I thought the Browns put together a pretty nice game plan against the Raiders. And
I love the one thing where they wrote down, get 10 sacks. It was great. It's my game plan for every week. Get 10 sacks. Okay,
well,
good.
I thought they kind of protected Shador.
I thought they did too.
You know,
one sack.
Yeah. And I don't mean just offensive line protected, but for instance,
we ran a couple screens. Did you see that?
Well,
it was very exciting.
He only threw the ball 20 times. Okay. So that was fine. You didn't run it beautifully. But for instance, when Quinshon Judkins was in the Wildcat a lot, I thought part of that was protecting Shador. And before anybody says, well,
some people think that was, I read he benching Shador.
I know.
I could not believe when I read that.
I know, like, that. And see, that's one of the things. For instance, last night, the 49ers beat the Carolina Panthers 20-9. Bryce Young had the ball on like the 2-yard line, and Carolina had a first and goal from the 2. He threw an interception in the end zone. Okay. Direct snap to Rico Dowdle, run into the end zone. That's what the Browns did against the Raiders, you know?
Yeah.
And so, okay, had Shador succeeded in that situation, great. Had something gone wrong, well, that's not what you want. The Browns wanted to make sure they got 6 points, and they called that up. And they used it, oddly, they used the wild card during the middle of the field, too, sometimes. And I thought that was interesting.
Right.
I thought they put together a really good game plan against the Raiders to help Shador and help the team.
Right.
And they won the football game. And that's what you're trying to do, isn't
and
it?
And they finished. That's another thing. You know, Kevin talked about that in those games that they kind of gifted to the other teams where they should have won, where a couple special teams plays turned the corner. That he talked about it, too, that they not gifted, that they didn't finish. And by the way, isn't that a trait of most teams that are first year?
Good.
Well, rookie laden, I would say.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But against the 49ers, I think you're going to have a different type of game plan. The 49ers are more susceptible to the pass than they are to the run, at least statistically through this portion of the season. Right now, the 49ers overall are 22nd in defense, giving up 342 yards per game. But they're 10th against the run, 101 yards per game. 26th against the pass. You've been able to throw it against the 49ers. Now, last night, Bryce Young wasn't very good, and he didn't get a ton of passing yards, 169. But the last five games against the 49ers passing the football, Jacoby Brissett completed the 47 passes. He was 47 of 57
for
452.
That's amazing.
Two touchdowns and two interceptions. So Jacoby shredded him. Matthew Stafford, 24 of 36 for 280 and four touchdowns against the Niners. Jackson Dart, rookie, right? Rookie, 24 of 33, 191, two touchdown passes. In the game before that, these are just the last five games. C.J. Stroud, who's not been great this year, and now has been dealing with a concussion. 30 of 39, 318, two touchdowns, one interception. Those are the last five quarterbacks against the 49ers. The only one they held to under, well, two under 200 yards, Dart and Young, and those guys combined for three touchdown passes. So there's an opportunity to throw the ball against this defense. Robert Saleh's done a decent job there. They lost key guys, and they've been a little more susceptible. Fred Warner's out for the season. Their star linebacker, Nick Bosa's out. So I would think the game plan would be a little different. And that means, I think, they would put Shadur in a position to throw the football more than he probably did against the Raiders. And it'll be a great opportunity to see what he can do against the defense that's been a little more susceptible to the pass.
I like it. I mean, I see where you're going with it. Let's go Todd in Ward 1. Todd.
Jeff, Andy. Hey, I caught that on the way off the air yesterday. I hope you two have a good Thanksgiving as well, and thank you for the sentiment expressed to me.
Thank you, Todd.
To you too, Dan. So educate me. Have y'all mentioned this already? The 49ers are the last ranked team as far as sacks this year. That's pretty good for a dude that holds the ball a long time, don't you think?
Purdy wasn't very good yesterday. Did you see him? He threw three interceptions.
I saw the whole game.
Yeah.
I saw the whole game. But Shador holds the ball a long time, and the Niners are last place in sacking on the defense.
Might set him up to sling it down the field, right?
Yeah, and they're 25th from what I'm reading right here, and I'm seeing clear today. They're 25th for tackles for a loss. So, yeah, that may work out for him.
And, Todd, you might have just heard me go over the passing stats.
I caught that.
Yeah, they've had some quarterbacks have big games against them. But it's been veteran quarterbacks, Jacoby, Matthew Stafford. But C.J. Stroud wasn't bad either.
However, Shador is not those people, and I do think he's going to throw. He's going to throw at least three on Sunday. The question, but because of the other things that I mentioned, I think it looks good for him. I think he's going to throw three to the secondary for sure. The NIL
mean,
and
you mean
exit,
to the other team or into the end zone?
No, into the. I think the 49ers secondary are going to get some picks off him for sure. But to this and exit. I'm with NIL for high school kids, Andy.
I am too. I just don't think it's going to be the same. I think the impact is way different than college. And I'll go through it here in a minute just because of the rules. They're still – and I mean, the rules are pretty – they're pretty heavy on it. So, Todd, we'll talk about that in a minute. But I don't disagree. I mean, look, if you're able to work, I think you should be able to accept money. We'll get to that in a minute. Rome is in Cleveland. Hey, Rome, how are you?
Hi, Rome.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. So word is that it's going to be a walk-on left tackle next year by the name of Andy Baskin.
Oh, yeah?
But,
Man, we are in big trouble.
We are in huge trouble.
I have two blind sides, so I'm in big trouble. Keep going.
Oh, yeah, we in trouble then. I thought we was good. But when Dorsey was here, and he drafted the player that he drafted.
Yeah.
And
Baker?
Baker got on the field. When Baker got on the field, it was just like this wave of energy.
Yep.
You could see it in the stadium. And I wasn't at the stadium. I was at home. Like, I felt it at home. I am rather of this analyst, these statistic ways of going about things. I do agree with y'all with the way Stefanski did things as far as protecting him. He did need as much time as he could get before he got on the field. But at the same time, I'm torn. Like, I think they should have went with the energy from the beginning. And if they had, I think we would be in a better situation and possibly in a playoff situation.
The only thing, Rome, about that, and maybe you're right, but you know, now it's come out, Myles Garrett, as Mary Kay said, kind of spilling the beans that Shador and Kevin have spent a lot of time working on things and everything else. There's nothing wrong with getting a young quarterback to the point where you think, okay, we've set him up for an opportunity to succeed, and now's the time to put him out there. You know, I mean, Patrick Mahomes sat for an entire year until the last game of the season, and then he played ahead of Alex Smith. And there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with that. And was Shador ready week one? I don't know. If the Browns thought he was, they'd have put him out there. They didn't think he was. They're putting him out there this week. And so, good. They put him out there last week. Good. Let's get another win. And I hope he makes a case to be the guy. I hope he shreds the 49ers and puts an end to any type of, should it be him? Should it be Dylan? Should you play Deshaun? It'd be awesome if we had a starting quarterback here, and we knew it. We knew it.
And I agree with you. I agree with you, Jeff. Like, we are totally on the same page. It's just, you know, the gut feeling that I had, the reason why I expressed that opinion. But I do agree. Like, he brought him along the right way. He did. I think he would have learned faster. Like, the mistakes that he made in the preseason, he didn't make them so much when he got on the field during the regular season. And then we saw when he started last week, he didn't make a lot of the same mistakes he made the week prior. So I think he might have put a little.
I agree with that. I agree. Yeah, Rome, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good Thanksgiving, Rome. Yeah, I can see exactly. I thought just fundamentally he played better last week. And again, you talk about just having two quarters, having to come in at halftime and you know, always being one play away. Same thing. You know, Dylan Gabriel now is one play away from going back in the game too. So it's the same thing as it was for Shador when they decided. And by the way, there's another argument there to be made that when they made Shador the backup quarterback, when they made him the number two over Bailey Zappe, there's another reason to think, well, if they really didn't like him, why would they have done that?
Exactly.
I mean, there's all these little, there's hints of evidence there. I mean, unless you think it's all,
Andy,
it's all
for marketing. I've never heard of an NFL team bringing a player into their program because they dislike him, and then disliking him from, you know, the day when that happens, and guys can grow out of favor, or they maybe didn't get what they, you know what they do? They trade guys. They get rid of guys.
Yeah, that's right. They just, they're gone.
You don't like him, you get rid of him.
Yeah, it's the way the NFL goes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Weather has an effect on everything. That's why it's the weather. That's why we plan for it. That's why people watch the weather. That's what keeps the lights on in TV stations, is the weather.
That's why Byron Allen bought the Weather Channel.
Weather matters. But I cannot imagine being a head coach. Could you imagine Kevin Stefanski going up there? He probably has, and I don't even want to say. Could you imagine, for all the guys who hate him already, going up there, just really got to thank that Nor'easter coming in here. Got to thank that lake effect snow coming in here and winning this game for us, guys. We did no preparation whatsoever to get ready for this game. We just let the lake effect snow come in and take care of Brock Purdy. Stupid. And for like the Michigan fan to come in here, whose team's won four in a row now. Oh, if you don't think weather has a factor, you're stupid. No, it has a factor, but good God, you're gonna give that the credit for the win? Stop. Get in reality. Live in reality. Good God. By the way, I got to tell you guys about this. Surfside Cavs Report brought to you by the fine folks at Surfside. Please drink responsibly. When do I take the gloves off about Evan Mobley? I'm waiting until the first of the year. Same guys having problems with Evan Mobley and thinks I'm pussyfooting around the situation and I should be ripping Evan Mobley.
I have to say, our boss, I don't know if he was ripping us or ripping Evan Mobley.
Probably a little bit of both.
But
he likes to rip us.
He basically said our Cavs analysis after each and every game has been just simplified to, has Evan Mobley made the leap or not? He hasn't. This is a problem.
It's been year five. I mean, we are in year five.
I know, but we should be getting more out of these games than just that. So I feel like, are we failing Cavs fans by not breaking down the games in other ways and talking about Donovan Mitchell's amazing performances?
But we've seen Donovan Mitchell's amazing performances. So what do I say other than, wow, how great was Donovan Mitchell's performance? And I think if I do that, I think a lot of people are going, yeah, Ken, we know Donovan's great. We need everybody else to start picking their game up too if we're going to be able to get to the Eastern Conference Finals and then maybe to the NBA Finals. So that's, if I just sit here and do 216-474 to below 92, how great is Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah, that doesn't really...
A lot of people will agree.
Stimulate a lot of conversation.
And then they will turn right around and ask that question I just asked you.
So there's no doubt to me that Evan Mobley, now some of his numbers have actually gone up, but you know he's taking more shots. So a lot of these things, and I think the usage has gone up. So yeah, his accounting stats all look a little better, but no way indicative of him making some big leap. Even Kenny Atkinson admitted the other night, he said specifically, Evan didn't bring the juice, didn't have the juice on that night. And I think they have actually, in doing what we wanted them to do, which was empower Evan Mobley to be in position where he could make a leap by putting the ball in his hands, letting him make decisions, letting him attempt to take over possessions. I think it's actually, in some ways, maybe we'll get the benefit out of this come playoff time, but I actually think it's only confused him. And I think now it's making him more hesitant. And it is kind of eroded some of his confidence.
That is a Surfside Cavs report brought to you by the fine folks at Surfside. While it tastes wonderful, the fine folks at Surfside tell you to please drink responsibly. No bubbles in there. No carbonation.
No.
So it's nice and smooth if you want it to be just smooth. Mary Kay spoke yesterday to the guys in the midday, and she said there might be a different feeling in the facility now this week.
people just keep wanting to read something into the Kevin Stefanski, Shador Sanders relationship that is not there. It's just not true. It's complete fiction. I mean, the things that people should be paying attention to are all the extra time the Browns have taken to develop Shador Sanders and all the one-on-one time Kevin Stefanski has spent in his office going over his tape from the day before. That's not something that Kevin was ever going to tell us. Myles Garrett revealed that. And then we got it out of Kevin. But he's not going to sit there and pat himself on the back for what a great job he's been doing with Shador Sanders. First of all, it's a group effort. It's Tommy Rees. It's Bill Musgrave. It's Kevin. It's Deshaun helping him out in the room. It's a lot of different things that, you know, that are going on. And Kevin is never going to toot his own horn in that regard. But rest assured, they've been working very, very hard with Shador to get him to this point.
So I think that, and I've disagreed with several things that Mary Kay has said to us. Now, we don't get the chance to talk to her this week. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We won't be here. We hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. However, while we don't get the chance to talk to Mary Kay this week, we all know that there's been things we've disagreed with and agreed with Mary Kay on. It's been a really wild roller coaster this season when we've had Mary Kay on our show. She says that to after our midday show yesterday. I see her point. I tend to agree with her on that because I don't think, see, this is where I think a lot of people have been exposed, and I do. I think that there are a lot of people. We've played more audio of other people's shows about Shador than we ever have, and I hate it because I don't want to just be the other show's review show. I don't like doing that, but I want to try to hold people accountable because I think there are people there who are basically, they're just trying to get their name out there, and so they're going to tell people what they want to hear on either side of the issue.
Yeah.
Shador is whether, and I don't think any of it really is his own doing. He's one of the most polarizing figures in sports. And being here as a Browns fan, it's annoying. It's very annoying to hear. I think some people have flip-flop. I think some people have said some things that they don't believe. I think some people have been completely disingenuous about this. Here's what the matter is.
Isn't that kind of what Tebow mania is all about?
Yes.
When it's compared to Tebow mania?
Yes, yes.
That doesn't mean he's going to be as bad as Tim Tebow.
No,
nobody's saying that.
But see, but you immediately have to couch that because there are definitely people who use it for their own gain to their own devices. But I don't believe what they say based on what they've said in the past. I don't believe that. And this is what you have to figure out as a Browns fan. What you're going to hear and what you're going to believe are maybe two different things here. Because this is the issue. And you don't want to hear this. And it's not comfortable to tell you this. But this is the truth. And we shared this earlier in the show. You can go back and hear this 92.3 The Fan on the free Odyssey app. You need to ask yourself, what do you want more? Do you want Shador to be the long-term starter? Or do you want Kevin gone? Which one do you want more? Because Shador stays a long-term starter, how?
By playing well.
By playing well. And then because if he plays well, because the defense is so good, if Shador plays well and the defense is good,
they'll probably win games.
So that means who stays?
Kevin Stefanski.
There you go. So you need to figure out what you want in your heart more. The people who have drawn swords on the Shador argument and have decided to have the war online. Do you want Shador as a long-term starter, or do you want Kevin gone more? Because the only way you really get Kevin gone is that if Shador goes out there and he struggles and he looks bad, because the offense would look bad, and then you would get to a point where only three wins again, we can't do this again.
And they draft another quarterback.
Because that's how that goes. Yeah. Now you could say, good, I want Shador out of here. He'll get his crack anywhere else. I don't know. There was five drafts, and plenty of NFL insiders are telling you that there's not a great chance of that happening. So that's the reality. I know a lot of us have suspended reality here over the last several months. That's the reality you have to live in. And you could say he's been cut away from it or blackballed all you want, but the reality is his best chance to be a starter and prove people wrong is right here in Cleveland, Ohio, playing for this team. So you can shout conspiracy all you want, and they can dislike. If you really believe that Kevin dislikes him, then fine. Then Kevin has to know that your best chance to stay with this football team as the head coach of this football team, to be a head coach in this league, is through Shador Sanders. You may not like each other, but you need each other. If they really don't like each other, or Kevin doesn't like Shador, which I don't believe. See, I have to couch it. Because if you let go of Kevin, it probably means you're letting go of Andrew. If you're letting go of Andrew, probably means you're letting go of Kevin. Either way, from what I just said about the NFL and how they feel about him, you're going to get new people in here and they're going to wash their hands of this. That's how this is going to go. And you don't even disagree because you know that's the truth. It don't make me feel good telling you guys news you don't want to hear the day before Thanksgiving because it seems none of you like it, but you need to ask yourself, do you want to finally fix this problem and get rid of that jersey of 42 names and stop having them bring? I loved how CBS decided to do the mental. That's when I was really pissed off during that broadcast when they decided to go back to 1994 and bring up the 45 presidents. I go, guys, you don't need to work that hard. We might get the 45 presidents and then you can do that. 42, you can say 42 is a lot. 42 is a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of things that you have in common with 42. Call Gary the numbers guy up. I'm sure he could figure out 42 for CBS. That was ridiculous. That, to me, was asinine. As a Browns fan, obviously, I'm sensitive to it. But you need to ask yourself, are you tired of the number 42 being brought up for quarterbacks and looking in the desert for quarterbacks, or do you want Kevin Stefanski gone that bad? You ain't going to get it both ways. It's an either or. So I would rather have Shador be the long-term starter and not have to worry about drafts for a while and have Kevin Stefanski as the head coach. You may get to a point where Shador's a legitimate NFL starter in this league, and you may get 4 years down the road and go, boy, it's been 10 years now for Kevin. We've reached this level. We can't get over this level. Kevin may need to go. They deal with it in Cincinnati. They've been dealing with it for damn near a decade over in Pittsburgh. We might have to talk about that issue at some point. But if this thing goes, the defense is too damn good. If he plays well, you're going to win games. That means he stays. That means Kevin stays employed by the Cleveland Browns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I want to thank Coach Moser over at Garrettsville Garfield High School for sending me a t-shirt. I'll show it up in the YouTube chat right now. This is their lifting club, Liftathon 2025. And then I also want to thank Coach Gibbons over at Lake Catholic.
From the famed coaching family.
They're the ones that kind of ended my Streetsboro Rocket season, but that's okay. They're still nice people.
A party consolation gift.
This is my consolation prize.
It's nice.
Everybody else who goes on Jeopardy gets a leave. I got this. Thank you to them. I just want to say, he needs gear too. Owen needs gear too. Mitchie's got enough gear. His dad's an AD. But we need. They need gear too. I'm thankful for
the
gear.
We will represent anybody that watches.
And I will wear it on the show. Thank you so much. If you're watching on YouTube Live, whatever high school it is, I don't care. I don't care.
And anybody,
I'm a total shill.
Anybody that watches YouTube understands that if you send us gear, we will wear the gear.
I will wear it. It's true. Except, like, I won't wear Steelers stuff on.
Still me. Waiting for Utah State.
Boy, that's just
my Calhoun.
I think I know what it is.
What?
It's the basketball program. It's not the football program. They don't make my size in basketball gear. And I think, which, by the way, tell Jared it's fine. They can just send you something. It's okay. I didn't mean to put the boots to you here. Lima needs gear too, guys. Okay, over there, West Geauga High School had a nice season.
There's only so many,
and I know their coach don't want to send me no gear, so I'm sure just send it to Tone.
There's only so many Cleveland Marathon hoodies and zip ups.
Yeah.
Utah State 6-0, by the way.
Really?
6-0.
Who are they playing?
They got Montana State coming up later this week.
All right, there you go. There you go. Big thanks to those at Lake Catholic. Big thanks to those at Garrettsville Garfield High School.
Real public-private institution.
It's true. Been to Garfield's football stadium. It's awesome. Awesome. Natural grass. El Natural. You love the natural grass on it, man. All right. What does Shador got to do to keep the job for you, Tone?
Well, I think he should keep the job. I don't care how bad it is this week. And I'm not necessarily expecting it to be bad. It's going to be weird.
It's going to be more difficult.
I'm telling you right now, guys, look at the weather forecast. It'll look exactly like that game. P.J. Walker versus Brock Purdy.
Put that effing picture away. Put that effing picture away. That's not real.
This is real.
That's a fake
picture. Wow, that was just sent in.
Hey, we're trying to talk Browns over here and stay on topic. I got my own boss.
Sharon Moore just sent that picture in. It was unboxed.
That's not real. Look at
that face. Ain't even red. That's not even a whiskey nose. There's not even a whiskey nose on that picture. That's a fake picture.
Did Keith, with our finances, allow a colored printout? Whoa. Wow, I thought it had to be grayscale.
No.
That's literally 350 and we're out of toner.
See you in hell. Yeah. I didn't even make the shot of the trash.
Pick that up.
What do you think that he's got to do to keep the job?
I think he keeps the job no matter what. What is the rush to get
keeps
back
it
to
no matter what?
Yeah, he would have. I mean, if he went around doing running backwards, if he didn't do it last week, why would we expect him to do it this week?
That's true. I mean, okay, hold on.
17-19 was the score October 2 years ago.
You don't care that it was the Las Vegas Raiders, one of the absolute dumpsters of the NFL.
Without a doubt, we're not going to get the football at midfield every possession. Right. Okay, and now special teams. Who knows? Because we've actually seen a resurgence, in, I think special teams opportunities in the last month. So good on Bubba Ventrone. So some hosts wanted him fired. They've stepped up a little bit more. Sometimes it takes half a season. But either way, Brock Purdy in that game struggled. He was 12 of 27, 125. And you saw him last night. He did not have that velocity. He wasn't stepping into his throws the right way. Guys, he could have been picked off 5 times in the first half.
You talking about Shador?
No, I'm talking Brock Purdy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Brock Purdy last night. And now it's a short week for San Francisco. Weather's going to be miserable. I don't know. Who do you think that benefits, Kenny?
I think it benefits neither. Okay. I don't think it benefits anybody. I mean, you're giving me a game plan over here. But hold on. I should say this. Let me fix this. Long term, what does Shador got to do? Let me make this a better question here for you. What has he got to do to hold on to the job long term? Because if he goes out there, unless I got to pull him from the game because I feel bad for him against San Francisco, and I don't think that's happening. I think that even if he were to turn in a poor performance and is like, okay, you Browns fans need to come back down to earth, which I really think you're talking to a different group of fans. I don't think the Browns fans need any help coming back down to earth, guys. I want to see him play after a bad performance. If we did that with Dylan Gabriel, I want to do that with Shador Sanders. I'm going to do tit for tat. It doesn't matter to me. Because one guy has a higher ceiling, the other guy doesn't. So one guy I have pegged as a career backup. I have another guy who may not even be a career backup. But damn it, I think that he can be a better quarterback overall than what Dylan Gabriel is if you're able to harness those talents. If he's able to harness those talents, he's got to put in the work too. So to get the job, to keep the job, I need to see a progression in the offense. I need to see a progression in things that he can clearly understand from one week to another. I need to see them open it up more. Now, they have to be able to give him the opportunity. I think they do want to open it up. I'm going to assume if they don't open it up, they don't trust him to do it. And then we can argue whether or not that we believe in the guys in charge, which I think I know I'm going to get my answer from people on that one. But we can say whether or not we believe the guys in charge if they are right to trust or distrust Shador with the offense. Because when you're talking about like interceptable balls and things like that, yeah, there were a few against the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't think anybody's making him a Super Bowl winning quarterback or anybody realistic isn't making him a Super Bowl quality quarterback or a Hall of Famer, a All Pro based on one performance against the Las Vegas Raiders where, no, you were only 11 of 20 for crying out loud. It wasn't like you had to be Hercules out there, but there's going to be a game like that. How do you keep him comfortable? This is going to be another challenge to the head coach, to the offensive coordinator, to the staff in general. I thought they passed with flying colors on Sunday. Disagree with me all you want. If you disagree, I think that you have a preconceived bias. I think that they passed with flying colors. I think that he did a very good job, and he passed as well with flying colors to say, considering how little practice he did have, and I'd like to see more of the same. But it ain't always going to be as easy as it was against the Las Vegas Raiders, Tone.
I think, while the Browns can certainly wreak havoc defensively against Brock Purdy and did it 2 years ago, and now it looks like this defense is even better, and obviously Myles Garrett is at another level. And that team had Deebo Samuel, out there. They had Brandon Ayuk. Jennings. I don't even know if Jennings is going to be available after what happened postgame.
I don't know either.
So talent-wise, I think you got a legit shot this week. You're going to need Shador to play even better. He's going to have to play, I think even better than he did last week, which I got to say, last week he surprised me. I know he only completed 11 passes, whatever, and there were screens in there. They managed the game well. And I think it's going to be harder to manage because you're not going to have your defense spot you all those great situations that they did this time around. I wonder, in that game, by the way, PJ Walker threw 34 times. So how many do you think they let Shador throw it this week?
Did they have...
Against Robert Saleh.
They didn't have Nick Chubb that game that PJ Walker played.
Yeah, Jerome Ford and Kareem Hunt. Did combine. They had 160 yards on the ground. They ran the ball well in that game.
By the way, Kareem Hunt, another knock against the Browns. How to use him. I mean, he is a Leroy Horde type back for the Kansas City Chiefs. I know he put the ball on the ground on Sunday, but you get what I'm saying. Got to use it as a knock. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. John Greco was great. We're back tomorrow. 2 second trivia tomorrow. Hopefully my voice will be in a much better spot. How am I going to do 2 second trivia?
We'll rally the troops. It's game week. Just like Jeremiah Smith-Carnell take out a play. Kenny's got to play tomorrow.
I'll be here. And this might be, might be how it's going. But thanks to everybody who joined us again today. Go listen to John Greco interview. What he believes Shador needs to do to keep the job and what he felt of Jerry Jeudy's performance or lack thereof back on Sunday. Plus, Lyman and I had the knockdown drag out of whether or not to bench Jerry Jeudy.
Watch him have a huge week.
I hope so.
And what if he's like, they were really hard on me all week in the meetings.
We're back 6 to 10 tomorrow for Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
Unofficial Cleveland Browns depth chart. Shedeur Sanders is QB1. I was ready to print a copy for you and bring it in for you to frame.
For me to frame?
Hey, you're the shishil. You're the one that, you know.
What am I going to do with the depth chart? We put it on. Here's my kids on the wall. Here's a Browns depth chart.
It's the first time Shedeur is QB1 on the unofficial depth chart.
It's not even signed. It's just a piece of paper?
Well, it'd be kind of inappropriate for me to walk up to Shedeur and say, hey, can you sign this for my guy, JP?
I didn't ask you to do that. I'm just saying in general, you want me to put up just a piece of paper on my wall and just be like, here's my lovely almost 3-year-old Charlotte, and here's my new little baby Chloe. And then there's
the first unofficial depth chart Shedeur is QB1. You didn't wear the. You didn't
good
wear,
thing you're not my decorator at home. You know that?
I'm a pretty good interior decorator, by the way.
Not with this suggestion, you're not.
But you didn't wear the Shashurza yesterday.
We did a confetti cannon. What else do you want from me?
You don't have the Shedeur draft pick bobblehead, which is a little surprising.
I didn't even know that thing existed. And also, when you described it to me, it sounded like an insult more than anything else.
It looks great.
Yeah, but didn't you say they're what are they doing? Holding up like a 5 for 5th round or something stupid? That's an insult, bobblehead doll, is what that is.
He was picked in the 5th round.
No.
I'm sure there was a Tom Brady holding up a number 6 jersey for 6th round.
That's not being nice. That's being mean,
Super Bowl
I should take that bobblehead doll and I should take a baseball bat, throw it up in the air, and then hit it a million yards
Do. What? You give me the $80 for it. I'll buy the bobblehead doll and then you
$80 for an insult bobblehead doll? Wouldn't you think like a good business practice if you want to sell bobblehead dolls to be like, I don't know, have a nice bobblehead doll where they're not insulting the player?
It is a nice bobblehead, and I don't find it the least bit insulting.
I find it a little insulting.
As the chief bobblehead correspondent of the station, I do not find that to be an insulting bobblehead for
Shedeur. I find it to be insulting. 216-474-0092. I'm insulted by the Shedeur Stefanski discourse. That's what we're talking with you guys right now. Should I give Stefanski more leeway? At times in our conversation in the first segment, it felt like you wanted to come to my side of the fence with it, and then at other times it felt like you wanted to go to the other side of the fence with it, and then at other times it felt like you wanted to take the conversation a completely different direction. Where exactly are you on the Stefanski Shedeur discourse? Because it drives me up the wall, the amount of people that want to give kudos to Stefanski when, if at the very best, he stumbled into this situation. At the very best.
Well, we're acting like Shedeur set the world on fire Sunday in Las Vegas, and he threw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns.
No, but he did do something that we haven't seen Dylan Gabriel do.
He completed a pass over 20 yards.
But that's where the conversation starts and stops. Did your guy in Dylan Gabriel, and I say your guy in Stefanski.
Not my guy.
I say your guy in Stefanski. Did he in 6 games do anything close to what Shedeur did?
No, absolutely not.
The end of conversation. We're not talking about Shedeur being the second coming of Patrick Mahomes. That's not really, the win isn't there. The win is the idea that in evaluating 2 quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel versus Shedeur Sanders, one was heavily weighted in Stefanski's favor that he liked Dylan Gabriel over Shedeur.
And gave him first team reps and team OTAs and mini camps and training camps and everything, right?
All of it. And so the end result that I have now,
Shedeur got to throw to the ball boys.
It's not that you made Shedeur be something special. It's that you don't know what you're doing when it comes to evaluating these quarterbacks to begin with. Like the reason why we're on quarterback number 13 with Shedeur maybe isn't the hardest thing in the world to figure out if your evaluation is Dylan Gabriel better than Shedeur Sanders, and on top of it, Dylan Gabriel is the one that is ready to play, and Shedeur needs to be sitting on the sidelines and can't even function in an NFL offense. When then you watch him on Saturday, and not only did he function, he won the game in a blowout.
Or Sunday.
Sorry, did I say Saturday?
You said Saturday.
I got Ohio State on my mind. You know what I'm talking about here. The point remains, like, if that's your evaluation, then you stink at evaluating.
Well,
I question your evaluations moving forward.
Well, there's the draft politics involved, too. The Dylan Gabriel was the 3rd-round pick. He was drafted nearly 100 spots in front of Shedeur. They had no plans to draft him. They drafted him just on a whim. I call it the why not pick.
All right, but when he gets in your building, though, and you see some of the stuff we saw in training camp, and you see some of the talent that is displayed, that part of your evaluation has to overcome it. You're the one that said Dylan didn't look as good. What'd you say with the water boys? What was your insult?
They ran out of wide receivers, so in a lot of drills, Shador had to
No. When you compare Dylan Gabriel,
he shouldn't have been on the depth chart ahead of the Water Boys.
So I
was being funny, and by the way, I was quote tweeting our good friend Albert Breer, who was talking about the progress that Dylan was making.
It in training camp. Yeah. I saw it in training camp. We all saw it in training camp. This wasn't hard.
I know
this evaluation wasn't hard, and he blew it. Stefanski, that is, he blew the evaluation.
No, I would say the organization blew the evaluation.
I mean, I think it's his job to decide who's the quarterback and who's out there playing.
I think it should be his job who's deciding who the quarterback is and who's playing, and I'm not convinced that it 100% it is.
Okay, tell me otherwise then. Tell me he wasn't the one that puts the Dylan Gabriel out there, and then I'll let him off the hook. If you tell me right now, you know with certainty that it was somebody not named Kevin Stefanski that put him out there, I'll let him off the hook.
I don't know that for certainty, so I can't tell you that.
All right, then. What are we doing?
I'm just going to tell you that he certainly didn't tell them to trade Joe Flacco.
I don't think it was Andrew Berry.
Forced Dylan Gabriel on the field.
Well, hold on.
I don't think Kevin was crazy about that idea.
Who was it? Because I don't think it was Andrew Berry.
Andrew Berry made the trade.
I don't think it's Jimmy Haslam. No, he made the trade to get rid of Joe Flacco. He didn't make any sort of trade outside of the...
And guess what hand that left Kevin Stefanski? It left him to pick between Bailey Zappe, Shador Sanders, and Dylan Gabriel.
So you agree that he picked. His pick was wrong. That's the point of this.
He was supposed to pick Shador Sanders?
Yes, that's the point. That's what you saw on Sunday. And meanwhile, in the process of it all, he let everybody think that Shador couldn't even hold a football.
But you're discounting the draft politics that go on.
I'm not discounting anything. I'm saying open up your eyes. I'm not beholden to a third-round pick
Kevin
if that's what it ends up being.
Kevin would have thrown Andrew Berry under the bus if he would have picked Shador over Dylan, because Berry picked Dylan two rounds in front of Shador.
Berry also picked Shador, and Barry's the only one, and this is what has been reported through different sources, Barry's the only one that it feels like actually believes in Shador in any sort of way between the two of these guys.
Well, if you watch the video, the post-game video from the locker room and the...
I know, he looked like a proud papa. Andrew Berry seemed like he was over the moon with excitement at the idea that Shador was able to pull off what he did on Sunday. Like, so I don't know, that's kind of where I'm at right now and kind of where I'm coming at.
See, this is the beauty of the Cleveland Browns. Nobody knows who's responsible for anything. We went through this with Paul DePodesta, right? This is they have plausible deniability at all levels of the organization.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I've already called for Stefanski to be fired a year ago, for Andrew Berry to be fired a year ago. It's not as if all of a sudden Berry is let off the hook in any of this nonsense either.
You know what?
Like, if we're being honest with it, the whole entire organization, doesn't matter who made the call, ultimately, the whole organization doesn't get a pass if Shador works out. You all then were selectively together in the Dylan Gabriel camp, and I want nothing to do with that.
I think I just picked the new branding for my
evaluation.
Fantasy football team next year.
Yeah,
it's going to be plausible deniability. That's going to be the team name.
You're the one giving them all sorts of plausible deniability. You're creating deniability for them.
I'm not creating anything. I'm telling you the way it is. That's how that organization works. You have no idea who's making any decisions. And that's the way they want it. They don't want you to know who's making decisions. They didn't want you to know what Paul DePodesta did for the organization. Okay, they don't want you to know who's making the actual personnel.
So, but what part of this should I be giving them more leeway though? Because if I'm going to group them all together, then we can make them all responsible. But if I'm going to make them all responsible, then they all take fault for putting Dylan ahead of Shador and running that message across. And in turn,
they should have never drafted Dylan ahead of Shador.
They don't get to then do these weird, almost quasi victory laps. It feels like people in the media are doing for them in suggesting, "Well, Stefanski really."
I'm not
really,
doing any victory laps.
I'm not saying
them.
You are. I'm not saying you are. The other people that are having the discourse on it are talking as if all of a sudden Stefanski really got Shador to where he needed to be and I just think that's hogwash. I don't think there's anything Stefanski did that set him up to succeed, and I think the storyline is going to be for the remaining weeks that this goes on, if he continues to look good, the storyline is going to be what a great job the Browns did with Shador. What a great job the Browns did in getting Shador ready.
They didn't put him on the field too fast.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but that's where I argue with this, though. Like, it's like they were so worried about putting him out there. They acted as if he couldn't hold a football, nonetheless run an offense. And then you get a concussion, you put him out there, and all of a sudden, after one game where he gets a week to actually figure things out and then start, he looks good. And it's like, oh, well, great job handling of him. Okay, or he would have looked this way in week 5, and you had a chance to save the season in week 5. Instead of throwing Dylan Gabriel out there, which gave you loss after loss after loss, and an incompetent offense.
You honestly think Shador could have saved the season in week 5?
I don't know, but I know Dylan didn't.
That's the whole point is I know Dylan didn't. I don't know if Shador will or won't, but I know that Dylan didn't. And you had this great defense that just got wasted away, and you had an offense that couldn't throw the ball more than 5 yards down the field and was always destined to fail. That's where I get angry about it, Daryl. That's where I just get so mad about it.
That's the Browns team motto, destined to fail.
If, in fact, Shador ends up giving you this jolt, and if you beat the 49ers and you go on and you start winning games and you do all these other things, I just need people to take a deep breath and say to themselves, we could have had this in week 5. It was right there in front of you. We could have had it in week 5. And the idea that 6 weeks of letting him sit in back of Dylan Gabriel, not throwing a football, is all of a sudden the difference in that, that's hogwash too, Daryl. I hate that rhetoric. Absolutely hate it. It gets my blood boiling. I can't stand Clearly. That nonsense. I cannot stand it. All right.
Feel better?
Quick hits coming your way next. It's Daryl Ryder, Jonathan Peterlin, and Afternoon Drive.
Talking about unnecessary drama, like folks getting all bent out of shape because Kevin Stefanski didn't say enough about Shador Sanders after the game the other day.
In his post game speech.
Yeah, in his post. I just didn't give him a game ball. Didn't I mean, and it just adds, you know, and I think people that are looking for a reason to either hate Kevin or not, I hate such a strong word, not like Kevin, think he needs to go. They're looking for a reason. And this story is just like, I don't get it. The Browns won. And why are we even doing this? Why are people even talking about this? I don't, Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us at 11. You were talking about Albert Breer there before we went to break, Jeff.
He writes for Sports Illustrated and he's with the afternoon guys an awful lot. And his NFL column that came out yesterday, I thought was really interesting. And the headline on the story was why the idea that Shador Sanders will be the Browns starter in 2026 remains a long shot.
Hmm.
And he has a conversation. He quotes Joel Bitonio, and Joel says some really good things about Shador.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd suggest you go read this. But Albert, I think, summed the situation with Shador up better than I've heard anybody sum it up.
Okay.
Including any of us. He said, after watching what happened against the Raiders, he made 2 points. Sanders should start for the Browns this week against the 49ers.
Okay.
And I don't believe the Browns starting quarterback for 2026 is on their roster.
Hmm.
But then he said this, and this is the thing that if you think about this, this to me is exactly right. He said, the problem with Sanders is simple. He's a fifth-round pick who started the season as Cleveland's third quarterback after spending the summer fourth on the depth chart. And most folks refuse to judge him that way. And then he said, here's the part that I think is really on the money.
Hmm.
In this weird world, you're either with him, and then in parentheses, he should be the team's starter for the next decade, or you're against him, parentheses, you must think he stinks if you don't believe that. And there's no in between. And see, that's the thing to me that... And we hear it every day. I mean, if you don't love Shador and somebody loves him, then you're a complete you-know-what. And if you don't like him, then you're just a hater. And there's no in-between. And that's not accurate. He's an intriguing young football player. There's no question about that. And even yesterday, Andy, when we said, hey, we'd like to see more, he deserves the start before Kevin said he was the starter. That wasn't enough for some people. You needed to name him the starter for the rest of the year. You've got your franchise quarterback. Now just go. Well, you can't make that proclamation after, three halves of football. And I can't wait to see more. I hope he's phenomenal. But I think we all know enough about football to think, all right, you got to keep doing this a little bit because otherwise – they're in a position to draft a quarterback next year.
Right.
And you still have Gabriel and you still have Deshaun. My fingers are crossed that the kid does really well and erases all doubt. But I think Albert Breer nailed it there.
Eric Goodman.
You're either with him or against him. Yeah, or there's no in between.
There's a radio host in Denver. His name's Eric Goodman. He's been on our show before. Yeah. I've known Eric for a long time.
Eric, you worked with Eric in Montana, right?
Yeah, a long time. Yeah. And so, pretty popular or sometimes controversial host in Denver, told me before, like the day after the Browns drafted Shador, he goes, look out. I go, what do you mean? He goes, here's what's coming. And I just, the reason I bring this up is because I was just looking through some notes, and it just says, Breer also called this Tebow mania too, right? Somewhere along the line, Albert Breer had said Tebow mania to kind of describe the feel of Sanders' first start. And he said to me, the only player I can kind of relate the whole the
mania.
Yeah, the mania part is like Tim Tebow. And like Eric said this to me, you know, months ago.
And of course he had Tebow in Denver.
Yeah, and he said that, you know, it's either one way or another. You either love him or you hate him. And
which is ridiculous.
You know what, though, Jeff? I still think we're shell-shocked because we've been down this road before. Johnny Manziel was one of those guys, right?
He was.
Johnny was exactly the same thing, except the upside on Shador is 1,000 times greater than a guy that never opened up his playbook. And by the way, this is...
And Baker was somewhat like this.
Yeah, Baker was like this a little bit because Baker was outspoken as a guy that feels like he's been an underdog his whole career.
Right.
And so, I mean, I don't know how the Browns continue to find themselves in this situation over and over and over again. Like, hey, can we just draft a quarterback that shows up and throws touchdown passes?
Like it.
I mean, that's... I think a lot of this is like... knowing that you're going to go up and down a hill on a roller coaster and you're going to white knuckle it a little bit. You're hanging on because you don't know. But you've been down this hill before and it's made you either really, really happy or really, really sick. And so like, there's more to it than the football part of it. And,
yeah.
And I just remember him telling Eric saying that like, get ready. Cause he had said something that wasn't even like too critical of him and maybe brought up a fact about, I don't know, maybe just throwing passes behind the line of scrimmage. And he said he just got obliterated by fans that called him every name in the book because he wasn't 100% all
completely
in
on the love train.
And yeah, and that he was pointing out facts. So we've
caught grief for that here.
Yeah, I will say this, that you see things sometimes in a much more stable light than I do on things because I let my emotions ride the wave and then I listen to you and I'm like, you know, statistically, he's right. I get it. I understand what he's saying, and it's hard to argue against that other than you're trying to argue with what you see rather than what might actually be on paper and what might actually be happening. Craig is in Akron. Hi, Craig.
What's up, Craig?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
not too shabby. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're hanging in.
Yeah, I just want to say, to tell you the truth, you know, people are just, they're advantageous towards the guy they want. And they're not patient. I'm sorry, but rookie quarterbacks, no matter what you want, take patience. You know, no one's a Hall of Famer because one game. No one's the worst quarterback in the world because of one game. And this team, I just want them to make good draft picks for a change. I've watched Nick Foles win a Super Bowl. I've watched Flacco. I've watched Trent Dilfer. What did they have? They had a good team. I just want to see, and you'll never know the ceiling of a quarterback without a good team. And I just want to see him get good players. And people right now, they're just being advantageous towards the guy they want. They even make up stuff. This Dillon guy, he has a good arm. He's rifling in fast, tight spirals. That's not a weak arm. I don't care what anyone says. You don't have a weak arm rifling in passes in between three guys going at like 70 miles per hour. That's not weak. I'm sorry. I don't know what they're watching, but it's not football.
Hmm. All right, Craig. Thank you. Craig from Akron checking in.
Dillon's made some throws this year that would make you think his arm is not as strong as it should be. Andy, that's why I went back yesterday. I mentioned I watched some stuff from when he was at Oregon. And man, he threw the deep ball really well. And they weren't like moonshots.
Right.
So I don't think he's played up to his best right now. And you know, maybe that and a concussion cost him a starting spot, at least for the 49er game.
Michael is in Hinckley. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Thank I just you. Wanted to come and build on something that you already said. You know, you said that Stefanski avoided a PR nightmare by starting Shador, and I agree with you. And the thing with that is, if he had started Dylan, he would have had the PR nightmare. If he starts Shador, you don't hear a peep, because all the time that I've listened to you guys and watched the games, you know, there are hundreds and thousands of Shador fans and fan clubs.
Millions. 3.5 million on social media.
Right. I don't hear a single person stand up for Gable. And I'm exaggerating. I'm sure there's some. But and here's my point. And you said it best. One of you guys said it best. You don't have to be a Shador supporter. You don't have to be a Gabriel hater to be a Shador supporter. I was always taught this. You don't have to put somebody down in order to lift somebody up. So I just wish they would stop making it seem as if, like, you know, Shador is superior to Gabriel, or the reason that the Browns have been poor is because of Gabriel, and now it's going to be good. Why can't you just support the team, support the players, and realize they're all going to have good and bad days? And remember, every time you cut down Gabriel, you know, for his play, you know, he was playing behind the same line, you know, the offensive line that isn't that good, the same receivers are dropping balls. So, you know, don't put the burden on him, and don't make the guy seem like he's incompetent, because someday he's going to come back and bite you in the ass just the way Baker did. Mm. You know, let's just root for the players that are out there and be happy for the ones who do well, and support the ones who don't, because I just think they're all trying their best, but they don't always have the same opportunity.
That's true, Michael.
Thanks for giving me a chance to give my opinion.
Yeah, but thank you. We appreciate it. I think the other thing to remember, too, with both these guys is they're rookies. Andy. It's their first year in the league. They're walking into stadiums, and they've never played there before. They don't know where the bathroom is. I mean, there are a million things going on. You remember your first time doing anything? Going into a new job or new school? Or I mean, that's where you can relate. You don't have to be a multimillionaire or a pro athlete to understand the butterflies that you get when you walk into a job for the first time. What are you laughing
at? There's one other thing here.
Yeah.
It's not like either one of these guys were drafted to be the savior of the franchise. Okay? Franchise saviors aren't drafted in the third and fifth rounds. Those are lottery tickets at that position. And if you happen to end up with two guys who can play, oh my God, what you nailed it twice on quarterbacks in the third and the fifth? Now who knows if that's going to be the case. But Let's hope that they can develop both of these guys and they have two viable NFL quarterbacks. That would be awesome. I wouldn't care which one starts. If you can get two viable NFL quarterbacks, they'll figure out which one they like best. Right now, the one they like best is Shador Sanders. I think everybody needs to realize that, because Dylan's out of protocol and he was the starter, and he's not coming up on Sunday. So anybody who wants to scream they hate him, they hate Shador, they don't want to, no, guess what? They picked him over Dylan Gabriel. He's accomplished what everybody wanted him to do, which was to jump Gabriel on the depth chart, at least for this game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.